On this week's Arts Page, Jamaica goes to the Sundance Film Festival in Utah. Meet the talents, review the stats, and survey the implications for the country's developing industry on today's program. Stay tuned. If you're familiar with the horror race-based film Get Out, which refreshed moviegoers in 2017, then you're already acquainted with the Sundance alumni. What started out as an attempt to improve tourism and film revenue in the very deserted state of Utah now stands as the largest independent film festival in the United States. This year, the Sundance Film Festival celebrates 33 years of debuting movies on the silver screen, and 2018 will see Jamaica making its debut at the highly anticipated international event.
We're really excited that we've taken another step forward. This film, I think, Yadi, is particularly exciting because not only was it filmed on Jamaican soil with Jamaican production crews and Jamaican talent, but it's also telling a Jamaican story. And I think all of those things are hugely important.
President of Jamaica Promotions Corporation, JAMPRO, Diane Edwards. Yardi recently received the blessing of the Jamaican government as the Jamaican lead cast of Chantal Jackson, Sheldon Shepherd, and Everald Crary set out this weekend for the premiere. Jamaica's film commissioner, Renee Robinson, says discussions with the Yardi film team began several years before the team ended up coming to Jamaica to shoot. She admits that this could be big for Jamaica as more producers and directors learn of the talent available on the island.
Once productions like Yardi come here, they know that they can come back. And in the film industry, it's a matter of word of mouth. It is our talent and it is what we deliver each time that keeps these productions coming back.
And as it relates to directors, the film will act as directorial debut for British-based star of the hit crime series Luther, Idris Elba. Elba says the inspiration comes from reading the Jamaican novel Yardi as a teen in the 1980s, and he's excited about bringing the pages to life with the support of a talented Jamaican lineup. Here he is speaking with the Sundance Institute ahead of the festival.
It just felt like, as a director, first-time feature director, this would be something that would be within my comfort zone. There are themes within it that I definitely could relate to, the music, for example. In fact, I'm a character, the DJ, as well as a bad man like me.
For the 2018 festival, 110 feature-length films were selected, representing 29 countries and 47 first-time filmmakers, including 30 in competition, and one of those was Yardi.
President of JAMPRO, Diane Edwards. Last year's Sundance statistics all go well for Yardi, as the film finds itself on the top 25 list of films to look forward to at this year's festival.
In 2017, the attendees to the festival were 71,638, so again a massive number, and this generated $151 million in economic activity for the state of Utah and supported close to 3,000 local jobs. So it's really an exciting time for Yardi, the film, and for Jamaica to be present at Sundance.
Island girl Chantal Jackson explains working with Idris Elba.
How I got the role is very interesting. I didn't know Idris was the director. I knew he was associated with the film, but when I got the call that the director was coming and would like to meet you, I was like, okay, the director is coming, let's go and do this. When I got there and saw Idris, he was so casual, like, so Chantal, tell me, you know, what's... So it was very easy for me to just be casual, and he was very down to earth and just wanted to know that I'd be able to work with him on this project he calls his baby.
Shooting across borders was also something the young actress was able to experience for the first time to this degree.
The contrast between London and Jamaica is just... London is cold and grey, but when it comes to Jamaica, the lights and the people, it's just a different kind of energy, and I think Idris really wanted to capture that, and he did.
Her favorite thing about the film, she says, is its relatability, its understanding of the human condition, and the authenticity of the film, which, though directed by an Englishman, stayed true to the Jamaican foundations of the novel. We say best wishes to the cast and crew this weekend. That's it for this week's Arts Page. Until next time, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Have a great weekend.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.